live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, there's been a crash on the main Letterkenny to Ballybuffet Road. NPHET is recommending people who frequently engage in higher risk activities take an antigen test at least twice a week. A former assistant general manager at Letterkenny University Hospital says it would be despicable and unforgivable if lessons were not learned from the Grace and Brandon cases. And a motion is to come before the Dáil next week calling for urgent support for Donegal's ambulance service. We'll also have sport a little later on in the bulletin, but returning to our top story, there has been a crash on the main Letterkenny to Ballybuffet Road. The two-vehicle collision happened between the Kilross Junction and Stranorler shortly after 4:30 this evening. Traffic delays are being reported in the area. No other details are available at this stage. NPHET is recommending people who frequently engage in higher risk activities take an antigen test at least twice a week. The chief medical officer says people who are frequently going to pubs, nightclubs, cinemas or restaurants, or who are playing indoor contact sports should self-test regularly. In a letter to government, NPHET also recommends the government consider reinstating previous advice to work from home where possible. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the advice will be considered early next week.
Now, government will consider that early next week on Monday and Tuesday, and we'll give consideration to that advice. NPHET references the advice of SAGE in the UK in respect of travelling to and from work and the increased socialisation that occurs as a result of that.
Well, there were 549 patients with COVID in hospital today, an increase of nearly 20% on this day last week. There have been 76 admissions since yesterday, with 49 people having been discharged. Latest figures for Letterkenny University Hospital show a fall of 2. There were 12 patients with COVID in the hospital last night, none of them in ICU. Stranorler doctor Dennis McCauley chairs the IMO's GP committee. He says while case numbers in the community are high, the hospital figures are encouraging.
I think then we all have to observe closely as to what is happening in the hospitals and particularly the intensive care units. These have remained quite stable over the last number of weeks, and we are hoping that that pattern will continue, that of even with higher numbers in the community that is not directly reflected in the hospitals. If that is the case, that is at least some reasonably good news.
A former assistant general manager at Letterkenny University Hospital says it would be despicable and unforgivable if lessons were not learned from the Grace and Brandon cases. The Brandon report was highlighted several times in the Dáil yesterday in tandem with the Grace case. The report involving over 100 cases of abuse perpetrated on intellectually disabled adults in Argrania and the Sean O'Hare unit in Stranorler. Grace was allegedly abused and allowed to remain with a foster family despite concerns about sexual abuse. Backing calls for the publication of the Brandon report on today's 9 till noon show, Paddy Rooney says Irish people are very good at condemning the sins of the past, but sometimes not as quick to face the issues of the present.
It seems to be convenient for us to talk about cases that happened in mother and baby homes back in the 30s and 40s, but we have a difficulty then talking about something that happened in institutions last year, and I suppose we can't have it every way. There are problems either by the HSE side or the Gardaí side about having the reports made public, and both of those two organisations have set their face against the publication of the report for a variety of reasons, and there's been legal opinions and so on and so forth sought about them. If we classify ourselves as an open democratic society, the reports into what happened has to be made public. We can never change what happened in the past. The only thing that we can do is to make sure that from today forward, that we don't repeat those mistakes again, because that's completely unforgivable. Great strides have been made in this country, you know, and in others around care and treatment of people with chronic, you know, either mental health conditions or intellectual disabilities in relation to how society has regarded them and how they have been cared for and where they have been cared for. But we still have some way to go, particularly around advocacy in particular. And, you know, if there are issues, as they were in the case in Stranraer, what would be completely despicable about that is if that was to happen with, say, for instance, in another institution in Ireland next year, and the response and the outcome was the same, well, that would just say a lot about Irish society and public service, wouldn't it?
A motion is to come before the Dáil next week calling for urgent support for Donegal's ambulance service. Some ambulance staff are reportedly at burnout from long, exhausting shifts, while there's also concern that there's not enough personnel and resources. The Sinn Féin motion, if passed, would pave the way for a review with a view towards acquiring more investment for the service. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says the lack of funding is impacting both staff and patients, and this cannot continue.
There's always been a sense in Donegal that, you know, the resources that are within the ambulance service don't reflect the real challenges of geography and rural distances in the county. We just can't, you know, continue to have a situation where our people are treated like second-class citizens, and where this is about resources for both the National Ambulance Service and indeed for our hospital in Letterkenny.
You are also emphasising that these long waiting times, etc., are not the fault of the current staff that service the ambulance service. Obviously, there's just not enough of them.
Oh, indeed. I mean, like we have spoken to people working at the front line in the ambulance service over the years, and they have, you know, brought to us the distress that their working conditions are causing. You know, they're working long hours under very challenging circumstances. What they want to do, obviously, is have enough staff, enough ambulances at enough locations around the county to deliver that service, and they're not getting it. So they're being failed by those in power at the top of the health service and indeed in government. And what we need now is an acceptance that this is not good enough and it needs to change, and it needs to change urgently.
The Irish Farmers Association says further cases of highly contagious avian flu are a grave concern after a case was detected in a wild bird in Donegal yesterday. Cases were also detected in Kerry and Offaly while it was detected in a peregrine falcon in Galway last week. The IFA say the outbreak could have an impact on Ireland's exports of chicken. Andrew Boylan is chair of the IFA's poultry committee.
Oh, it's very, very contagious. At this stage, we would appeal particularly to backyard flock owners to be extra vigilant. They think it's fine having birds out in the and sharing their food with the wild birds. Nothing could be more dangerous for both the backyard flocks, and then the danger is the backyard flocks will infect the housed or the farmed birds. You understand, here in Ireland, people eat a lot of, particularly chicken and turkey. People in Ireland like to eat white breast meat. Very few of the legs are eaten here in Ireland. They're mainly exported. But if there is high pathogen avian influenza, we will lose that market. So it's a grave concern for us all.
The president of the COP26 summit in Glasgow has admitted a small number of key issues remain in finalising a climate agreement. She's urging countries to get it done today in the final hours of the conference, but campaigners say the draft deal waters down commitments to phase out fossil fuels. Former President Mary Robinson thinks failing to limit global warming has serious consequences.
If you're younger than 60, it's likely you'll witness the total destabilisation of life as we know it. Crop failures, fracturing economies, hundreds of millions of people fleeing regions made uninhabitable by extreme heat, by flooding, or by permanent drought.
Unvaccinated visitors are to be denied access to nursing homes from Monday. Under new HSE guidelines, proof of vaccination or recovery from COVID-19 will be needed for indoor visits window visits will still be facilitated. Executive Director of Sage Advocacy, Sarah Lennon, thinks there could be some unforeseen consequences to the new measure.
I think a lot of people would say it's a practical measure and they've been asked for vaccine certs maybe all along. But we do think that there could be some unforeseen consequences, and people who've been able to visit all along being prevented, and maybe visitors who aren't coming from the EU, so for example from the UK, being denied access to visits as well. So there could be some unforeseen consequences to this measure being brought in at this point.
Next Monday is the deadline for entries in the Donegal Enterprise Awards. The Donegal Local Enterprise Office says small businesses, sole traders and startups faced unimaginable challenges over the past 18 months, and these awards are about celebrating their resilience and brilliance. Applicant businesses must have less than 50 employees and must have been in receipt of direct LEO supports. Eve-Anne McCarran, Acting Assistant Head of Enterprise, says small businesses are the backbone of the local economy and these awards are intended to reflect that. The deadline for entries is 12 noon on Monday, with more details and a link to the entry form on our website highlandradio.com. Two towns in Donegal have received gold medals at the 2021 Tidy Towns. Both Letterkenny and Buncrana won the accolades in this year's competition. Carrigart, Glenties, Moville and Raphoe also won bronze medals at the ceremony, while Rathmullen won the Endeavour Award in Donegal. Ennis was awarded Ireland's Tidiest Town for this year. A total of 847 entries were submitted to the competition. It is 11 and a half minutes past five. We're back with sport with Oisin Kelly just after these.
Shamer Mahasa Colin Ferreter, a shot in the brief scalty, renew play, Erin Cade came, then Villa Changas, a chanet. Sa chanad tronon anew le tagart si djenta da cesh na gaelige sa chóras idjahis an gael scoliacht cursi log anyamnaha agus cursi creeltarachta agus ea cestu sa chanad dúrt an tarad stáj Jack Chambers comai gwael an realta sa car brú lanana ar Westminster i dív na raktiach da gaelige a gaelu da phobl na gaelige sna sé chondai togu galtanas a go nianti realtas na bratan ya Bart Gerrair an acta changa da jipach an co realtas in Stormont e a co linu river yaru mi van fóhar imliana ach in an yon dhersiha tímui da Parliament na Westminster Lilin na Shartan na Shoihart Yulti Connor Burns Aristach in Offig Hushkirch Erin Sprickdata a Louis Major Latus and Frosius Raktiachta Carter Foilcha Riva Aliantori Parcha Glacu Siskeim and Boxa Lorlanya Chonskadal Suihanta Lariat na Nog Anya Niglin Tan Chonskadal Larna de Chospori Seki Poesti is Bragu con Leherat Geliga a Yenu Lahai Fleshur. Ta foreign aliantori conihe is Geligori a Lurg ag an Lord Poesti Herin con Ober le Scolana Marcoids de Hjonskadal and Voxa Lorlanya. Yoi Bon Scolana Boxi Lord Geliga Fuinch game con Maila Haliantori conihe con Coulter Leherakta a Arberts na Skull. Es Fager le Haliantori Idhena Kurarai Freshen con Our Fisha Chrohu. A chaithar ar fáil a chaithar ar fáil sír an aisca de gascáil con léharat sa gaelig a spragu. Tá muinniu trí bliana cirib pontse 3 billion euro cadíthe ag fóras na gaelige de grúpi atá páirte i gcóras planála na líonraí gaelige líonra le te cenan i gcondú gúnanáil in a measc runtar an tarraigit idir 36 agraíocht gaelige faoin scéim forbartha líonraí gaelige chomh maith leis an muinniu a cadíú Fógríú scéim nua a chuirtha muinniu ar fáil le honnaid gaeilige a chaú. Agus síní údaras na gaeltachta agus institúd technóliachta leite cenan mearan teiscine ar na malamh chun deisina acuinní a runt a chun seirbhísí níos fearr i gníomhaíochtaí traenála agus forbartha a chur ar fáil in gaeilige. Táthar mar aim co-ibrú a spragú idir an iaith agraíocht chun forbairt phobal agus fintríocht thosúilta i ngéaltacht ghuananáil a chur chun cin agus chun airneolaithe fáis a aithint agus a chur chun tosaí ar mhaithe le forbairt inmharthana an réigiún. Sin mo thuid sé i go léir slán agus beannacht.
The obituary notices for Friday evening, the 12th of November. the death has occurred of Bridget Coyle, Coole, Cranford, Donegal. Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock on Sunday in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Coole, followed by interment in Milford Cemetery. Reposing at her home from 8 o'clock this evening, house private to family, neighbours and close friends. The death has taken place of Veronica Bryson, Neil O'Donnell, late of Tomock Bridge End. Funeral from her home on Sunday at 22:11 for 11:15 funeral mass in St Angus's Church, Burt, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred in her 103rd year of Roisin Boyle, the Acres, Burton Port. Private cremation will take place at Lakelands Crematorium in Cavan on Monday. Funeral mass and interment of ashes will take place in Burton Port at a later date. The death has taken place of Charlie McColgan, 49 Lambton Court, Strabane. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. House private to family and friends only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Kathleen McBride, Goldrum, Termin. Her remains are reposing at her home in Termin. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 11 o'clock in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, followed by cremation in Lakelands Crematorium in Cavan. The death has occurred of Pat Docherty, Apartment 2, Quiet Moment, 96 Main Street, Letterkenny. Pat's remains are reposing at his apartment until 9 p.m. tonight, with family and friends welcome. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Funeral from there tomorrow, going to St Eunan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Bernadette O'Doherty, 1 Riverview Terrace, Derry. Her remains are reposing at St Columb's Church in Chapel Road. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock with interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Ardmore. And the death has taken place of Sheila Smith, Nee McCormick, 5 The Hawthorns, Buncrana Road, Derry, and formerly of 60 Acres, Ballandrate, Lifford. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 10:25 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Pennyburn at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the city cemetery. House private to family only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.